This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The scenes behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 85. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
And I'm Matt Valdez.
Valdez and I are watching the PGA Championship as I have $2,000 on the line. It's on in the background.
Yeah, we won't be distracted, I promise.
I yelled at Valdez last time the Masters was on. Yeah. I told him to turn it off because it was distracting me. Now that I have actual money on it, I'm locked in as well.
Locked on golf.
And so far, Spieth is he's doing all right, so it's not looking like a fantastic bet so far.
A little better.
We'll see. A lot of golf left. He's like just talking me off the ledge and say.
Yeah, a lot of golf left. Hey, I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay, were you saving this?
I was saving this.
I always like when Valdez surprises me with something that's not on the show sheet.
I understand how you feel. When I took your Anthony Richardson shine.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how you were on him as a prospect at Florida.
Since 2 years now.
Yeah, you've been on the hype train. You've had him on your college fantasy team.
Yep.
And then I jumped in and I said he's a better prospect than Bryce Young. And everybody was floored. And I hitched my wagon to him. And you are so Rick at me.
I was. You one-upped me.
You one-upped me and everything.
Yeah.
But you completely one-upped me this week.
What do you mean? I gave you all the credit for this Jordan Spieth bet.
No. Not Jordan Spieth.
Okay.
It's something else. I have been talking about Nuru massages for 7 years.
Yes, you have.
I have been. I have been on the forefront of Nuru massaging. And Drab all of a sudden comes from the clouds.
I did not one up you.
And then intercepted my Nuru spiral down the seam, mm-hmm. and then took it to the house for a touchdown.
Well, the only reason I said Nuru is because that's the term that you use to describe sexy massages.
I know, but I've been trying to make Nuru a thing for years now.
Yes.
And nobody seems to catch on except you. And then you caught on, you took it, And then all of a sudden, everyone thinks of you and Sarah all oiled up, rubbing, bumping uglies.
Hey, it wasn't planned. Let me tell you something. It wasn't planned. And in fact, wasn't even going to bring that up on air at all. But somehow it came. How did it come up? How did sexy time come up?
I don't know. Were they talking about massaging or massages or something? Oh, no, yes, they were. Because Cakes was rubbing my back, my sore back.
Oh, that's right. And you know what? You were trying to one-up me there, too.
Hold on.
That wasn't even discussed,
but I know what
you were doing.
What do you mean?
You walked in, JP walks in the room and says, Drab, you ready to cut your video on who the lottery tonight? And I go, all right. And then you walked out of the room into the background of my shot through the glass window so you could be in the scene in the background stealing, like getting all the ADs as I'm in there.
As you're breaking down Wembanyama's chances to the Wiz.
Literally nobody listening to what I'm saying. Everyone's just watching you and Cakes in the background. You totally won up to me there. So I think it's even. I never even brought that up that I noticed that.
But. Did you know? Have you noticed that I've been talking about it for years?
New room massage. Yeah, I said that to make you giggle.
I know you did. You made me giggle. But now, and then the other guys. It's all yours. You are the new room king.
I know. They pretended like first off they didn't know what new room was.
I know, and that floored me too. Well, they actually. It almost felt like I've been silent for a decade.
I know, because I said it in like a porno sense, and then they were thinking like an actual like Japanese massage or something like that. And I'm like, No, it was a porn scene. That's what it was.
I think it's funny because it's a genre of porno where a lady gets in basically olive oil and then just rubs her naked body against another man's naked body.
I know.
And then it happens in like a kiddie tub.
I know. And then they were being so literal about it. They go, were you actually covered in body oil?
No, you're having sexy massages.
Hey, can I say that I was on a hot streak last week?
What do you mean, hot streak?
And I told my wife that we were on a Wendy streak.
Okay? Hold on. like, hey, we're getting a lot of... takeout, Jordan Spieth just hit into the 3 inches.
Just literally rip up $2,000. These guys on fire. Okay, you might have to turn that off.
All right. You want me to turn it off?
Yeah, let's just turn it off for a little bit. We'll check in during the commercial break.
Yes, okay.
All right, so Wendy's. Because I told my wife, because we were 4 for 4, 4 days in a row.
For having Wendy's for...
No. For having sex. We had sex 4 days in a row. We were 4 for 4, so I called it...
Oh, Wendy's?
We called it a Wendy streak.
Because don't they have, like, the 5 for $5?
Yeah, it used to be called the 4 for 4. So now I think now it's 5 for 5 or something. 4 for 5, I don't know.
That's inflation. It's like 6 minute abs.
Yeah. I killed it. My wife wasn't expecting that massage. It came out of nowhere. I quickly set the scene. And I'm telling you, I learned that hand positioning move from the massage porno videos.
Hey, honestly,
I've been taking notes. I literally saw it and I go, I'm going to do that. And then a week later, I put it into practice.
It sounds a bit like a sexual deviant.
Like, well, sometimes you just have to spice it up, you know.
No. I mean, like the hand position.
Yeah, it was. I can know my wife doesn't watch porn because she was so surprised by that move. She'd never seen it. She never saw it coming.
That's like when you accidentally graze against some chick's boob. When you're 13.
If you didn't hear the segment earlier in this week, what I did is I gave my wife a 3 minute real massage, and then I told her, you know, I was doing the line, saying, and then I was working on her hamstrings, telling her how tight her hamstrings was, and then how tight her butt was, and then you just move your hands into a more like sensitive place, and then you move the towel or the t-shirt or whatever we had covering her butt. Yeah. And then you just kind of work on it from there. But the entire time, her head is buried into her arms, like you would on a normal massage.
Yeah, like a massage table almost.
But once she starts getting worked, once she's worked up and she realizes what's going on,
yes.
That's
how long did it take for her to realize what you were doing?
About 5 minutes.
Okay.
She got 5 minutes of a real massage, and then I started being a pervert. So then what I did is I reached over and I repositioned her. Okay. Oh, I said, I'm just going to reposition you here. like a real.
And then you bent her over.
Yeah. And so she goes, oh, okay. And then so I just took her arms and I gently grabbed her wrist and I just brought them back to her side, palms up. Okay. And then I just so happened to position my Johnson.
So then you started debagging her palm.
Pretty much. And then,
hey, speaking of the massages, what do you think of JP and Jess and their massage time?
See, he's a pervert. He won't admit it. At least I'm honest.
Yes.
That I, you know.
Yeah. The reason why you're doing this is to turn on your wife.
Yes. JP
and make her feel appreciated and for physical connection. JP thinks like he's actually like a chiropractor.
Do you think that's it? Or you think he's just not,
I think he's afraid to admit that the massage, although it may feel good, is that it is a precursor to sexy time.
Can I ask you, why are the other guys so embarrassed to talk about their sexcapades on the show?
I don't know.
Why do I always have to be the pervert? Are we just going to pretend like the other guys don't have sex with their wives?
I don't know. Maybe they're over being perverts.
I know.
But I get what you're saying, because Cakes, think about it. Cakes was the marathon man,
yeah,
having all this foreplay, mm-hmm, putting the hamper in front of the door so the kids and the dog don't come in. Hey, is it going to be money tonight? That whole fiasco.
When we accuse JP of having a sex swing, he shuts it down and gets embarrassed by it and says,
It's because he does have a sex swing.
Right.
And then when we talk about his parties being orgies and swinger parties, and the massages being, I know what you
Lurch
mean.
Lurch is so against it. We have to pretend like him.
We have to pretend he doesn't have sex.
Because I mean, who would know? He just won't talk about it on air or off air. So
Eric used to talk about it. I don't think he talks about it much anymore.
I don't think he does it anymore either.
Didn't he used to talk about how like you'd have to like wash up all the time, right? Like you know, like you're so stinky, you'd have to go wash up.
You know what Eric talks about now? He'll come in the room and be like, my butthole stinks today.
That happens. Today.
You know what? Don't write that down. Leave that in there.
Okay.
That's the romance stories we get from EB now. I actually wish they would talk about it more. Stop being so uptight. Nobody cares. It's all fun and games. People forget about it 10 minutes later. Just trying to make someone smirk a little bit on their way to work.
Yeah, making somebody spit out their coffee.
Do you think that they're worried that their wives are going to hear it and then just give them a hard time about it?
No. Because they've been doing this so long. It's
I know, but I feel like they have a free pass to say anything but what goes on in the bedroom.
Well, I can understand.
When was the last time Eric said, I was smashing D this weekend?
Maybe D Smith.
He never does.
No.
JP won't. I mean, JP maybe every blue moon says.
Every blue moon.
Will say like, oh, maybe there's some action this weekend. But there's never any details. Right. Same with the other guys. So I don't like always being the detail.
Yeah. No. I feel that sometimes is that we are the default pervs.
Mm-hmm.
And also sometimes the default non-sports guys. Like anytime there's a topic on the show that isn't about the NBA draft or the Commanders rebrand.
Right.
It's like, all right, they put this in here. They better chime in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought that was going to happen with the tipping segment today. But
oh, no. Tipping. No. On the Mount Rushmore of Evergreen segments.
Yeah.
No. I knew that would play.
We could sit that one out.
We could sit that one out. But sometimes I feel like, it's like we're relief pitchers. Mm-hmm. It goes, all right, there's this non-sports segment that's in here about
that we don't know anything about.
We didn't read the story. We don't know all the details. The guys put it in there. So guys, explain this story to us and go do your thing. Sometimes I feel that way.
Yeah, that actually happens almost every single day.
why don't you guys take the lead on this
take
one
it
and
run.
We'll this is like our rest before the fourth quarter.
And if you pique our interest, we'll chime in a few minutes in.
Yeah. If you entertain me, we'll join in. If not, you guys tag team this one yourself. Do you not get that sense?
No, I do. I did.
Do the guys do you think they feel the same way? Or it's more of an unconscious thing?
Unconscious. They're not really processing it. They're not really thinking about it as it goes along. They're just more so on cruise control. They know that we can get them through a segment if they're not that engaged or they don't know that much about it. So
I feel like that happens during the EP a lot too. Like Eric will basically send out the lifeline before the story goes, all right, Drab handed this to me. all right, Valdez, fill me in here. What's going on with Tom Sandoval?
Yeah. No. Billy Graham passed away, professional wrestler. Drab,
you're the wrestling guy. Yeah.
How many times does he say you're the wrestling guy?
How many times have you watched wrestling in your life?
I don't even know. Literally did not even know there was a wrestler named Billy Graham today. And that actually pissed me off because he refused to do the Johnny Depp story that I was excited about.
We talked about it before the show or whatever.
In fact, I don't think he even looked at your story.
I know. Trust me, I've already gotten used to him.
I was irritated for you because when I said, why are you doing that Johnny Depp story after he did seven terrible stories that somehow he was into, he looked over at the stack of papers where the Johnny Depp story was. Yeah. And it was like 3 feet from him.
Well, you know what I've started doing?
What?
It's kind of a lose-lose situation with the EP. And I know I bemoan a lot about the entertainment page just because I it's my baby.
You're the curator of it.
But I've learned to hand Eric the entertainment page right before the segment because it's fresh on his mind. Because sometimes if I hand it to him too early, then he'll just say, oh, the EP is not for 2 hours. I don't have to look at this. So now I'm trying to find the sweet spot of to where I give it to him and he'll actually look at it before the segment starts.
Well, I actually think that's smart because for this reason. He doesn't have time to throw your stories out. This is the way I think of it. If he's flipping through those stories and he goes, oh, I have rotten teeth myself. I'm not going to do a Johnny Depp story because then he's self-conscious or doesn't.
So I like the idea
of him just doing it on the headline. Oh, okay. What's next is
okay. It's because if I would give it to him right then and there, because now he's relying on his own prep, which there's none of,
right?
And so he needs me more. Right.
So he'll say, Johnny Depp is in the news. What's this about? Oh, oh, he's got rotten teeth.
Is it con or is it can?
Wait, what's going on with Johnny Depp, by the way?
You know, I used to call myself a Johnny Depp expert because remember I said that him and Amber Heard would get back together. And
how did we? Well, I want to know first off why he didn't do that story when we did a Johnny Depp story every day last summer.
Johnny Depp is on the Mount Rushmore of entertainment page figureheads. It's Britney, Ben, Kim and Johnny Depp. I mean, those are the four horsemen of entertainment.
So just because he'd be self-conscious about his own teeth, which is just a whole segment.
Well, this is what I don't understand is, wouldn't that make you feel good about yourself? Is that you have this Hollywood superstar sex symbol that has rotting teeth?
I actually think we've hit a new low with EB with his teeth. That it's gone from funny to sad.
Oh, about his dentist visits.
Yeah. So like
for
the last decade, we've always joke around about EB's going to dentist again. Something fell out of his mouth. Yeah. Oh, I think at a recent, this is just my theory, EB.
Okay.
I think at a recent visit, I think he got some doom and gloom news about his teeth.
Or the doctor said something so hard hitting down to earth that
like,
it made
Eric,
him.
I've also noticed that EB is blaming it on genetics recently.
I'm gonna have to keep
okay. So like how Cakes has never said
has never gets cavities, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He goes, I can't believe I got my second cavity ever. I think
AB is totally dismissing his lack of dental care for the last 30 years and not brushing his teeth or flossing.
Oral hygiene,
right?
Yeah.
As the reason for why he has horrible teeth. He's blaming it on genetics now. Okay.
Well, didn't he? I always thought he blamed it on his diet, like what he's eating.
He had
like
candy or something.
Yeah, my sweet tooth. I love my sugar so much that
no, he doesn't do that. That's when it was funny. Now it's sad, and he got
bad news.
He got bad news where the dentist said, "Eric, look, dude, your teeth are a show. They're falling out like George Washington. There's no saving them.
Uh-huh.
You either have to get denters or just live with these rotting teeth."
You know what?
Hold on.
You might be sniffing around it. You mentioned it because Eric has a hang up about aging, getting old.
Yeah.
Right. And I think the D word might have been.
I think
the D word was mentioned by the dentist.
It was
dentures.
Awesome. Yeah.
Dentures. And then anytime you hear the word dentures, it makes you feel ancient. And my guess is, what's his name? Dr. Mora said, hey, Eric, in about 5 to 10 years, we're going to have to get you in dentures because we just can't keep doing these fillings.
These things are falling out at a rapid pace. JP mentioned dentures to EB off air.
Really?
EB snapped at him. I believe the response was, are you effing kidding me? I'm not wearing dentures at 53. Okay, am I on to something?
My mind is blown right now.
Okay, now how? And I want you to think about this. It was always fun and games with Eric and his teeth, right?
Yeah.
Did you notice a few weeks ago when his chipped tooth was finally mentioned on the air? I think by me.
Oh yeah, he chipped his. How did he chip his tooth again?
He was biting his fingernails.
Oh yeah.
Okay. He's so embarrassed that his teeth are falling out by his biting fingernails. First of all, that's even hard to imagine that happening. Okay, but
his cement fingernails.
They had fallen out. His teeth had chipped weeks before. He didn't say anything to anybody.
Whoa.
Because he was so embarrassed by it. That now all this dental joning is making him self-conscious.
No.
So
it's not the dental joning. I'm telling you, it's the dentures
dental despair. He's hit a new low.
I really think
that you hit
the nail on the head, that the dentist suggested or told him down the line he's going to need dentures.
I don't think we're down the line. No, I think we're approaching that space. I think his teeth are literally falling out.
Right, so it was
crumbling. They're crumbling like Eric.
And it's probably much more cost efficient too.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're getting a root canal every 3 months.
He's hit the point of no return. He has no enamel on those teeth.
All right. So it would honestly, it would be the same. Dentures is basically like getting a cane.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, when I think of dentures, I think of 90-year-olds and Bruce the Hugger.
Yeah, I definitely think of Bruce the Hugger.
Well, I'm guessing Bruce didn't have great oral hygiene throughout his life.
And saying, hey, Bruce, can you put your teeth in before you talk?
Hey, I'm not one to Joan. I've been trying to. I haven't been to the dentist in years.
Okay,
probably since pre-pandemic. I have been working up the courage to go back to the dentist because
it does take courage
because I know I'm going to have numerous cavities because I was on the brink of them 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, where they said we should probably fill this, and I talked them out of it. So now I just know it's probably a disaster back then.
Yeah.
So I went. I don't like flossing. I refuse to floss. It's just too tedious.
I love flossing.
I could see you as a big flosser.
No.
You're a sucker for details and getting in every nook and cranny.
This is going to gross you out. I actually love flossing my teeth after dinner and then smelling the food.
Oh, you're like EB.
I know.
Smelling your toenails.
And saying that could have been my duty breath.
Hey, I thought the other day, why do toenails smell but not fingernails?
That's a great question. Socks, sweaty feet.
There's just more fungus down there, less exposure to air.
Yeah, feet are trapped.
All right, so I've been meaning to book a dentist appointment, but I'm so lazy, okay, that I literally cannot get, I went and bought a water pick because I don't want to floss. And I kind of like the water pick. I am so lazy in my water pick routine that I cannot build up my gums enough to go to the dentist. And what I mean by that is I bought a water pick. So when I finally go to the dentist, it's not a bloodbath. Right. Because when I put that,
you're trying to salvage some sort of moral dignity.
I'm trying to get in a training camp. I'm trying to take my gums to training camp. I got to get them to shape, right?
Hey, teeth are in spring training.
Yes. So I put that water pick in my mouth, and it looks like a gladiator. Okay. There's blood everywhere.
And an incisor's report.
Yeah. There's blood everywhere. And I'm always like, all right. Day one, that was a great start. Yeah. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be in tip-top shape, and then I can make a dentist appointment. But I don't have enough discipline to do that dumb water pick thing every single day.
Oh, you got
to
make it routine.
I know.
I've gotten to the point where I actually went to the dentist probably 2 years ago, and I had to go because I could feel like my filling I could feel a hole in my tooth.
Right.
All right. And I usually have pretty good teeth, especially for someone who dips. All right. I'm totally scared of going to the dentist and the
drill,
not just the drill, but them pulling my lip down and saying, oh, you got cancer.
White spot.
Yeah. That's why I put off doing it, 'cause I don't want the DDS to go, you got cancer. But I ended up going 'cause I ended up needing, my back filling done, and they ended up only having two cavities, made me feel good. And I said, I don't want to go here again ever. So I want to make my teeth a priority, just like you did.
Mm-hmm.
So I invested in an electric toothbrush. I've been more diligent about my flossing, and I've been doing mouthwash now every night and every morning.
And didn't we just do something on mouthwash?
Yes, it hurts your teeth more than it helps.
Yeah. Well, it gives you nice breath. Let me tell you something about drab at the dentist. I have, as a married man, I literally have no interest in talking to other women. Okay. Right. I am not a flirt. I don't even have hardly conversations with women.
Okay.
But when I go into a dentist's office,
all right,
I turn into George Clooney. I don't know what it is, I am on my A game. What is that?
I know exactly what you mean.
Okay,
the receptionist is always flirty and talkative to you. The dental assistants, they might as well be bachelorette contestants.
I know. And I go in there. I got my my wedding ring on, or I was relationship with Sarah before that, or whatever. My entire life,
They're so chatty, too.
They're so chatty and easy to talk to.
You don't know why.
And they got those cute butts and those scrubs.
You know what? Want to know why?
Why? What is it?
Because they're nurse rejects.
Okay.
All right. And I have a lot of theories.
They're attainable.
Yes.
But they're always, dental assistants, they're never smoke show, so I don't feel like they're out of my league. Maybe they are. I don't know. It's in my experience. They're always cute, but not too hot. All right, so I feel like I can talk to these girls.
Yes.
They're
also like...
I'm sitting in the throne, and all the attention's on me, and then the light switch goes on,
there's something erotic about...
Being in your mouth.
Being in your mouth. There's something erotic about putting a finger down in your mouth and everything.
Maybe it is. And maybe the fact that I am so...
They have an oral fixation.
And I am also... I think part of it is that I am self-conscious about my teeth, right? They're probably no worse than anybody else's. But the fact that they aren't gagging when they're in there looking at my teeth, maybe it's a turn-on a little bit.
I told you.
A confidence builder.
It is. They see that big white tongue in their throat, and they're having nasty thoughts.
Maybe she doesn't have the face mask on. She's not so repulsed.
Yeah, exactly. And she knows she's not a 10, so she has her face mask on, and it's covering all her pimples.
Right.
All right. And freckles.
The last time, I don't brag much. A lot of self-deprecating humor on the show, but let me tell you, the last time I went to the dentist,
The reception, I had to come back for a deep cleaning because they were so horrific. Yeah. Okay, they couldn't get it all done.
She turned on and she said, I want you to come back for a deep throating.
No, I had to come back for a second cleaning the following day or something, later that week.
That's like your housekeeper coming back and saying, your floors are so dirty, we're going to re-vacuum.
It was so embarrassing, right? But they didn't care. And when I checked out the second day, the receptionist told me that I was the talk of the office, and all the girls had crushes on me. Okay,
it's so true. And honestly, when I was in my 20s, I went to go see the dentist in Pasadena, and the main receptionist tried to set me up with one of the dental assistants.
Really? Yes. And they must. Those women just be they flirted
must be so,
with.
They all. Must be so attention deprived. and then you know what the kicker is?
What
is? And this is why it's so sexual. Not sexual, but just it's almost like. This is why it's so flirtatious.
Okay.
Because as soon as you're done, they try to book you for your second date 6 months later.
Okay. I like that.
So you already have a second date on the books.
You know you're going to see him again.
Yeah, you know you're going to see him again.
Where else are guys on their A game at? Because you honestly, you get me in a bar talking to a girl, I'm fumbling the ball. All right,
what about?
I never closed in my entire life at a bar.
What about flight attendants?
Flight attendants.
No, but we've talked about sitting next to a female in a plane.
But there's just sexual tension off the charts on a plane. I'm pretty good in the grocery store, dog parks. Ryan Reynolds. Ryan, yeah, okay.
What do you mean?
Our dog parks is
dog my, park drabby.
Dog park drabby. My brother met his wife at a dog park. That's my 1B. 1A is the dentist's office. 1B, dog park. Because
why the dog park?
Because I'm feeling, first off, I feel very confident in my masculine
dog. Yeah, you do have a masculine dog.
My dog just, all the other dogs there, my dog just could beat them all up.
Yeah.
So I think that gives me a little bit of bravado. Broad shoulders, chest out.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good about myself. Uh-huh. Usually, I got a little bit of swag going on with like my clothes. You know,
you have a dog park outfit.
Yeah, I have a dog park. Like I'm not going to look like a bum. So a lot of people look wearing their pajamas at the dog park.
Oh, okay. It looks like you got a lot of errands going on during the day.
Yeah. So I'm always. Yeah, I'm easy to talk to. Girls at the dog park are easy to talk to. Okay, because you have a discussion point, right? Mm-hmm. You have a topic right in front of you. You talk about the dogs. I can talk about dogs all day long.
All right,
I'm telling you, you get me in a bar with a girl, I'm horrible.
There's opportunity for frisky. Sexual tension talk when your dog is mounting their dog. All right.
To see, Valdez is always looking for the porno angle.
All of a sudden, Oakley starts mounting a poodle. Mm-hmm. You look over and you go, huh? Huh?
Hey, I noticed that you're pretty good with the golf cart girls.
I am pretty good.
Why is that?
Because I know they're harassed all the time.
They are harassed all the day by these horny married men.
So I know to treat them with respect.
Yeah.
And then, but also be funny. And I think we're naturally funny.
Is it golf humor that you use?
No. It's usually I'm joning on everybody. Okay. Yeah, just saying. Mm-hmm. You know.
I've noticed that. You're pretty good with the girls at the golf cart.
How so?
I don't really remember, but I just remember being
the Purple Heart.
The Purple Heart.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I think it was, at one point we had, maybe it was when we played the media one.
Oh, the media day.
At Avenel. And I think we had some cute cart girls or something come by. I don't even remember what you said. I just remember being impressed.
Because I got good golf humor.
But it's like you do it so often. You talk to these girls so often that it's just old hat for you.
It is old hat.
For me, like, again, I would have nothing to say to a golf cart. Yeah, I have a Coors Light. Yeah, thank you. That's all I would be able to say. You always a little bit shtick.
Actually, I do have great golf course etiquette. Because I remember, because every time, was it Saturday morning when I go play at Potomac Shores, the golf cart lady, Susan, she is so hot.
Sounds hot.
A lot of tattoos. she is so excited to see me. All right. And she get, I'm the only person she gets out of the cart and gives a hug to.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you, don't you see the same, aren't you there the same Saturday every, with the broskies? The same guys.
Every Saturday. Every, she gets out of the cart and says, Matt! And jumps out.
Really?
And,
why yeah, is
and
that?
Gives a, and puts an arm around me.
What are you doing different than the other guys?
I don't know. Usually,
you
I
give
think
her a big
I,
tip?
I do. I'm probably the best tipper. Just well, because I know.
She's rubbing up in those milky jugs against you, looking for a 20.
Yeah, exactly. It's a, basically a strip club. No, I think, no, it's because I worked in the golf industry before, mm-hmm. and since I get hooked there, I appreciate everybody taking care of me. Not only saying right. I get hooked with drinks, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I appreciate it. So I'll get a beer, and then I'll give her, like, a $10 tip.
All right. I,
and so
I know so.
So
is there
happy.
Is there anywhere else that you are...
The cock of the walk.
Cock of the walk, easy to talk to girls at.
Well, what about... That's kind of a younger man's game.
Gym? Do you talk to girls at the gym?
Oh, no. I'm deathly afraid of
right.
girls at the gym.
And we've discussed, girls don't want to be bothered at the gym.
No,
or do you
not.
Think they secretly do? Or are you too worried about getting in one of those TikTok videos?
Yeah, I don't want to be shamed by Joey Swole.
I know exactly. I like Joey Swole.
No, I will say, CrossFit is very encouraging.
Yeah.
But everyone at CrossFit is basically a mom in my class.
Yeah, they're older moms.
It's a noon CrossFit class.
Yeah.
There's not going to be smoking hotties who are around my age in the same class.
I've also noticed what I don't like about CrossFit is, and I don't know much, they don't wear sexy clothes at CrossFit. It's always like women are wearing more baggier shorts. They're not wearing the tight.
I would disagree. It's the tightest.
Really?
Clothing possible.
I don't know. I just, from what I saw in all the videos that I watched.
I will say there is an inordinate amount of guys taking their shirt off in our class.
Well, guys, sure. Yeah.
it just kind of gives me the heebie jeebies.
But when I think of a girl from the gym, I think about her like speed walking on the treadmill with her yoga shorts so tight you can see if she, you can see her butthole, right? And a sports bra. But again, I've watched too many Instagram reels.
What are you doing?
That's what I'm looking for. I don't notice that in CrossFit videos. But I might be wrong. So no flirting for you at the gym. You're there for business.
I'm there to get in, get out, get my work in.
Okay.
But I was going to tell you, young man's game is if you're at the beach in Ocean City, on the beach. That's a prime flirt spot.
Yeah, but there's stiff competition there.
I know. That's the thing is that there's stiff competition. You gotta get there early and hope that a group of girls plant their flag next to you.
All right.
All right. So now all of a sudden you got
all day affair.
You got an all day. Mm-hmm. They have their rally point is right next to yours, so you're basically neighbors, and you can kind of win her over time.
I know, but what happens when
Buff McGee?
Yeah.
All right,
Ronnie from the shore right. Parks right next to you, and juiced out of his mind.
All right, number one, you gotta hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, okay.
All right, number two, you gotta hope that. Your girl vibes on the same music that you got going from your Bluetooth speaker.
Okay, what are you doing? Country?
You could do country. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, or your summertime beach mix is so on point.
Oh, that, songs of the summer.
Yeah, that she's like, oh my God, I love Chumbawamba.
All right. Okay. That sounds like our golf yeah. Spotify playlist.
Oh my God, I love what's that guy Mango? What's the Mango Charlie?
Yeah.
It's summertime.
I forget.
But oh my God, I love Sublime Summertime. Yeah. and then you have to wait the exact moment to where she's
so liquored up on White Claws that you look like Ronnie from the Jersey Shore.
Okay. All right. So you got to wait till mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
You got to wait before she's face down in the sand.
Yeah. That perfect timing where she's just a little tipsy, but she's not passed out with her Ray-Bans on.
Right. All right. Well, if there's any spots that you biddies are on your A game at where you just feel like you're next level flirt or you're just confident in who you are, let us know.
And also reaffirm that the dentist is a social
prime spot.
Yeah, is a social happening place.
All right. So hit us up on Twitter or Instagram at BitSeason. When we come back, you know, let's talk a little bit of broadcasting media news. Pat McAfee is going to ESPN. We didn't get a chance to talk about it on the Junkies earlier this week, but Valdez and I think have some thoughts about that we'd like to share. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 85. Before we get started on the second segment, we got to let you know that Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. We just got our shipment in yesterday. We have both of our Don't Sleep Sugar Free in our hands. Don't Sleep supports Matt and Matt supports Bit Season. So get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code BITTIES, BITTIES. For 10% off every order. That's every order, not just your first order. And be sure you follow and like them on social media at Don't Sleep Energy.
Love Don't Sleep. I feel very good. We got to start hiding these boxes before it'll disappear. B. Mitch drinking them every single day.
I know. What's he doing?
I'm not going to tell him no.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So we teased a little bit before we went to break. We didn't get a chance to talk about earlier this week on the show, and I don't think the Junkies really care about Pat McAfee at all. I don't think
they do either. I think they're interested in their industry a little bit, but only when people make an S ton of money.
Well, I don't think they've really experienced Pat McAfee.
Okay.
I've never heard any of the Junkies say, hey, I was listening to McAfee or I was watching McAfee. Maybe when the Aaron Rodgers was on that one time and he was announcing where he was.
I know Jason listens to Mad Dog whenever he's riding around in the afternoon.
But McAfee is no longer on Sirius. He's only on, I think, on YouTube, right? Pretty sure. Or his, you know, Spotify or wherever he puts it up at too. But McAfee is moving to ESPN and, mega deal beginning this fall, and he's going to walk away. I can't even imagine walking away from this. A 4-year, $120 million contract with FanDuel.
Yes.
Here's my first thought on Pat McAfee. That guy switches companies like every other year.
He really does.
He has worked for Barstool. Uh-huh. He's worked for CBS Sports.
Yeah.
He has worked.
I forgot about CBS.
Yeah, for sure. For like a year, maybe a max. He has worked for Sirius XM.
He's got his toes into WWE.
WWE. He quit Sirius to go to FanDuel.
Yes.
And then he now quit FanDuel to go to ESPN. At some point, he's going to have more money than God. He is going to run out of places. I guess he could always just go back to YouTube.
Right.
He's going to run out of employers.
That's true, too, is that he doesn't seem very loyal. But this is what's so weird is I feel like Pat was like on the cutting edge of the whole gambling boom that's going on in sports, mm-hmm. on the sports industry thing. And it makes me wonder if maybe if he's seeing something that we're not seeing, or also he doesn't see eye to eye with what they want to do. Does that make sense?
I think FanDuel's
unhappy. Like,
no, I think FanDuel loved him. They went all in on him on a second contract after he maybe signed a 1-year deal or something like that.
Uh-huh. No, but what I'm saying is that he doesn't like it. You know what I mean? Maybe he doesn't like the gambling angle, or I don't know.
Well, here's what I find interesting about it is he's moving to ESPN where there's just no chance. The people that are watching Pat McAfee are watching him because he's not on ESPN.
Right.
Because
he's irreverent. Because he's different.
Because he's away from the corporate lording over him, yes. of telling him what he can and can't say, right. and he can be himself. I think there's a couple things. Aaron Rodgers would never come on his show if he was on ESPN.
I think I would agree with you.
Because he doesn't like doing that. He's not going to be, he keeps saying the show's not going to be change. Well, he's already saying he's not going to say the F word anymore. So he's changing that. There's no way he can be as critical of the league as he wants to be with them being broadcast
partners.
He just can't do that. That would be
the same thing with, because everyone always has this theory that ESPN is in bed with the SEC. So that's mm-hmm. why they always talk about how great the conference is, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, yes, you have. The station that you work for has contracts with different leagues. That would be like us trashing sponsors that sponsor the station. It's the same type of corporate nonsense that Pat McAfee is known for challenging.
Now, look, I like McAfee's show. I don't listen. I'm not a daily consumer of it at all, but I do appreciate, and I think I've said this before, I like it. I like their energy.
Yes.
I like the show's energy, yes. where they seize the moment every single day, where he's standing up, he's engaged on every single segment, they're well prepared, they got the whole team there chiming in, everyone is acting like they're excited to be there, yeah. all the producers, all their whole staff, everybody. I dig that vibe about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's changed, and he made a good point where he said a couple of years ago, everybody was telling him his style would never work. Now everyone's trying to copy him. That's how you know you've made it, besides the money.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like his style of show and producers being involved, I like that.
I know why you like Pat McAfee.
Because the guy in the cowboy hat is always the producer.
It's because he knocked on the producer's door at 3 a.m. to give him a duffel bag full of cash.
That you remember that?
Of course I remember that.
That's when he signed his first deal with FanDuel. I believe he gave each one of his producers $50,000. Cash in a bag, like in the middle of the night or something like that.
I wish you would have seen the... Drab was more excited to show me that video than to show me pictures of his twins. I remember when I first came in, he goes, did you see what McAfee did last night?
that is the dream. I
don't know if you had this point or somebody else had this point. I think it was you that said that he must have had a dream almost to mm-hmm. be on ESPN. Like, you know what I mean? When he was younger, his goal was to be on ESPN. He feels like he made it if he's hosting a show on
but
ESPN.
But I don't really understand. That's how I feel, and I think that's why he's making this mistake. But he's already on ESPN. He's already on College Game
Day. That's true.
Right? But maybe it's the fact that having a Pat McAfee show But nobody cares if Pat McAfee's on ESPN. Now, maybe he's just excited to build the brand and see himself on bars, you know, just running on a loop and all the time.
Yeah. Maybe like Stephen A is on First Take. And I mean, his face is on every single TV ever.
How much more money can the show really make? I mean, how much money can ESPN pay them than, say, FanDuel could or something like that?
That's exactly my point is that, you know, now your salary based, like what you get from a sponsorship, and there's a lot of sponsorships that want to be aligned with McAfee. I mean, he had a deal with Bud Light. He had a deal, deal with FanDuel. Now, these sponsorships aren't yours. These sponsorships belong to the station.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just don't see this working out long term. I don't think his listeners are going to like it. I don't think the advertisers or ESPN is going to have a problem with him at time. He'll be back probably back on. I know he's saying his show is staying on YouTube, but he'll be back on YouTube or wherever he's at off ESPN by the time this contract ends.
What do you make of him saying? I think he says I want to change the sports shows like the way Stephen A did. Like, what do you think that?
Well, I think he already did. I know.
I feel like he's at the mountaintop.
Is there a hotter broadcaster than McAfee? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, he does. They do a very good show. It may not be for everyone, but
it has a very loyal following, a very niche vibe. Audience.
Yeah. What do you make? Do you like him wearing tank tops every day?
It's his look.
Yeah. Hey,
we wear the same crap every day. No.
Speaking of looks, someone remind me of this come fall. I think I'm swearing off sweatshirts. I think I'm going. I am when the weather gets chilly again.
Okay.
I was hanging up sweatshirts the other day, and they all looked so ratty.
You mean like hoodies?
Hoodies, yeah. I was hanging them up in the closet for the summer.
Okay.
Trying to get them out of my drawers because it was taking up too much room. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm tired of looking like a slob at work, and sweatshirts are not, it's just so lazy looking that I think I'm going back to outerwear, like jackets with a dress shirt or a polo. I don't really like polos, some sort of collar underneath.
I wear a lot of polos.
I'm a big windbreaker guy. I love windbreakers.
I wish you, Drab was so happy this week. What? I think it was this week. What? Might have been last week. Some caller called into the show and goes, "Hey, Drab."
You're right. Maybe that's where this is all coming from.
I know you like a book. He goes, hey, Drab, I see you on TV and you're wearing that jacket all the time. That tricolor jacket all the time. Where did you get that? You look so good in that. No wonder you're swearing off hoodies.
Hey, no one has once ever said, "Hey, I really like that sweatshirt, Drab. Where'd you get that from?"
I've had that about my Tiger one. That's about it.
Yeah.
Hey, so hold on. What about non-hooded sweatshirts?
No, that can be fine. That can be fine. Okay. I just and maybe I'm Fridays only or something like that. But I'm going to make a concerted effort.
Yes.
To outdress the junkies.
I think we already do. Besides,
well,
JP.
We do. JP
is in a league of his own.
Yeah, but JP, his style is so boring to me.
Hey, remember when he wore those same like John Barbado shoes over and over again?
No. JP has a, I know.
Right.
JP has a clean look. I will give JP that. He has a clean look, but his style is so boring to me. Just the jeans and the dad shoes and the corporate polos he always wears and his, you know, perfectly gelled hair. He's got a clean look. He doesn't look like a slob like the other guys.
No.
But he is boring to me.
He's got like a Chrysler logo on his
shirt. I just need him to have a little swag. And there's no swag coming from JP. It's very
vanilla.
Very vanilla and uptight. He reminds me of an AM radio station host. Okay. Yeah. Okay. When you think of FM sports radio, right? You think of like shock jocks, okay? Yeah. WFAN guys, I think of like the Boston guys, right?
Okay.
When I think of
JP style, it fits the team 980. Like Scott Jackson. Yeah.
He's got big Scott Jackson vibes.
Scott Jackson.
And big
vibe.
Scott Jackson vibes.
Yeah. Am I right on that?
Yeah. Hey, JP's rocking Scott Jackson chic.
Yeah. I need JP to wear a ball cap every once in a while.
Yeah, you know what? That is true. You see him fidgeting when he wore his dunce cap. His perfectly gelled hair was completely frazzled.
I think I'm spot on there. The other guys, they're not hard to outdress.
No.
Because they're just rolling in for the most part. Yeah. EB, by the way, EB doesn't even shower. He told us today about how gross he smelled.
Yeah. Eric told us today he hasn't showered in 2 days.
It was revolting. The detail he was going into about what smelled and where it smelled.
Yeah. Okay. The locations of his smells were out of this world.
All right. Let's get into
our tilts of the week.
Tilt of the week. I don't know if I have one. I think I have one, but I'm going to let you share it because you noticed it first and you and CK were talking about it. Or maybe it was me and CK.
Let me go first.
I thought you were in the room, and I thought you led the conversation. But maybe it was me and someone else.
I don't know. I'll give you my tilt of the week first.
Okay,
my tilt of the week is with JP Flame.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
I've noticed this, and it really stuck out today when we're doing our golf draft. So we're talking about the course, and I like golf. I understand I'm golf geeky.
Yeah.
And it appeals to a low range of people out there, a low threshold of listeners. But I feel like I'm informing a lot of people about this course, giving them some backstory on it, telling them what they need to look out for, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then JP told me I should probably go work for the Golf Channel.
I know. Right? I could. Well, that's your tilt of the week. That's a very flattering comment. You just wanted to bring that up.
Well, I just wanted to brag a little bit.
I couldn't believe he said that.
But during the draft that we had, mm-hmm. he picked Max Homa because he's number three. And then Siwoo Kim.
He said, I don't know anything about him. Yeah, but he's number three on the FedEx rankings.
But I've never seen, and I don't understand this dichotomy, is for someone who has so much disdain for golf, and so it's like talking golf is like pulling teeth for JP.
Yeah.
I've never seen someone play as much golf for someone who hates talking about golf so much. Can someone explain that?
That is interesting.
Am I on an island here?
No. He shut down in the Steve Sands interview today. He didn't talk at all.
Yeah, but also I can understand that because Jason kind of dominates.
Yeah,
that.
But that's bad broadcasting in my opinion.
No. JP, when one person
dominates the interview,
No. Let me correct you. JP didn't shut down during the interview. JP didn't want to talk golf with Steve Sands.
He wanted to
ask him about the Commanders. And what team is the most disappointing?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
The only reason
I want to have Steve Sands on the show is to talk about the major. I don't want to talk about Steve Sands and his thoughts on Commanders ownership.
If you want to know our tilt of the week, it's anytime Steve Sands comes on and the first 5 minutes are about something other than golf.
The whole reason why we have you on the show.
Yes, because no offense to Steve Sands, but who cares what he thinks of the Capitals? Okay.
I mean, Mo from Largo can talk about the Commanders. We don't need Steve Sands to call in about the Commanders. At that point, Steve Sands isn't a guest. He's a caller.
He's a caller, yeah. So we spend a few minutes every time he comes on talking about the other sports.
Did I kind of clue you into something?
You did, here's what I actually think it is.
Okay. I would love to hear your theory.
I don't think that JP likes golf.
Okay.
I think that JP likes playing golf for free. Oh. And I think that's the appeal of golf to him. Not the fact that he's loving it out there every single day, playing 3 days in a row, being out there with the boys or improving his game.
All right, because we did hear that he played three times this week.
I think he just likes getting something for free that other people have to pay for or it's expensive.
Well, golf is generally an expensive sport.
He shows so much disdain for anything. It's like the Maryland thing. Why does he go to Maryland games but trashes them on air?
That is very true.
Because he's getting tickets for free.
I've never seen anyone that hates the football program more than JP.
You were spot on. I think that he just likes getting over on someone or having something that using his name recognition to get for free, but deep down doesn't even like it that much. Why does he always take shots at golf? Why is
No, it's not that he doesn't take. I don't know if he takes shots.
He takes shots at golf.
You can tell he wants the conversation to move forward.
Why does he say? Why wouldn't he spend 5 seconds learning something about Max Homa if he wanted to pick him today? Because he likes being disrespectful to either golf segments or golf talk.
My prediction is tomorrow, because I'm sure in the first segment they will talk about the round.
Mm-hmm.
All right. JP won't have any clue where his golfers have finished on the first day or anything that happened on the course.
Hey, I thought you were done with these golf pools. You told me off air that you were done with these golf pools because you were annoyed that JP was hounding you for $10.
No. I already paid JP. I paid JP the next day.
Right.
From our golf pool.
I did not.
And then just 3 weeks ago, JP sent a text message to our show group chat.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I think a couple of people, I was checking my Venmo. Okay. And I think a couple of you missed out on paying me for my golf pool, for the Masters pool.
He's collecting, he's shaking us down for $10.
I think he caught you.
He did catch me. I had the Venmo. I had just forgotten about it.
I know, but he couldn't have waited until today.
I know. He's sending a text like on a Saturday afternoon. Yeah, like, you guys need to pay me.
It was Saturday at like 2:00. Yeah. And then when I said to you the next day, I say, I'm quitting the golf pool. I said, Mo can take my spot. Also, there's been a lot of Mo talk lately.
I know. What about when he said the more the merrier?
Doesn't he understand? But number one, it takes so long to do this dumb draft.
No, you know, that actually could go on to this tilt of the week because JP, in that moment, he's more concerned with getting an extra $10, potential $10 in his pocket than he is the quality of a radio segment. All right? Like, why not? Let's just put all the listeners possible in here, the people that have – anybody who wants to be in this golf pool should. Call in. Make your pick.
Yeah. Don't they realize that Anna was grandfathered into this like when we first did it?
And no, he doesn't realize that.
And that it's funny that the chick trying to show off her to us.
he doesn't find any humor in it. He doesn't find the, yeah.
That we got, that there's we a reason do, why that we Anna's do the same it. Joey Sindelar stories.
Right. No, okay, let me tell you about my tilt of the week. I thought this was going to be your tilt of the week. I thought we were vibing on the same page. I guess not. My tilt of the week was Tuesday morning.
Ooh.
Okay.
I know where you're going.
Tuesday morning, Lurch comes back after missing Friday's show and Monday's show.
Yes, for his daughter's graduation.
Yes.
Which he cried at.
Which he cried at. And Lurch said on Tuesday morning, very first segment, which was surprising to me, he said, I don't know anything that happened in sports this weekend.
What happened?
What happened?
What did I miss?
What did I miss? And do you remember what was said?
I know it was said, but I want you to reenact it.
Eric Bickle, sports radio host.
Yeah. The Tuesday after, wasn't there Commander's News that
day? I'm sure there was Commander's News.
The schedule was Monday, right? Then wasn't
the schedule was Thursday, but Lurch never got a chance to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So he missed the schedule.
He missed the whole schedule bit. Eric Bickle says, you didn't miss much.
Way to sell the soap.
Okay, sports radio host. Why am I listening?
Yeah.
Why am I listening to your show today? If there's all the sports news is irrelevant.
Yeah.
If there's nothing going on.
Yeah. You already told me what you guys are talking about isn't important.
Yes. So that is my tilt of the week where the Eric doesn't value the any sort of sports news that's not maybe.
The biggest bombshell on ESPN that day. I understand what you're saying.
That was my tilt of the week. You got to sell the show,
right? I know what you mean.
You know, and that's also something that we struggle with on this show. We do a poor job of
of, you know, not saying like Instagram or social media, because JP does a great job at that, but we do a poor job in the moment
of selling the soap.
Yes, of selling the soap.
Of like making the moment feel big.
Like Grant and Danny do an awesome job at that.
Yes. They Grant and Danny, I will say about their show, is that they do a great job of making a mountain out of a molehill.
And making every show feel important.
Yes. Like I'm going to get the latest news on the Commander sale if I listen to Grant and Danny. I will be plugged in and know exactly what's happening to this day.
Yeah. So
instead of
and what you're trying to do in radio is called time spent listening. You are trying to get those listeners.
This is radio camp, right? This is really behind the scenes radio.
You are trying to get those listeners to hang on as long as possible. That's why your teases should be good. You want them to sit through the commercial break. You want to get an extra 5 minutes out of those listeners.
Yeah, you want that listener to feel like, man, I can't miss this show. Yeah,
today,
I can't miss what he's going to say next segment.
Well, if you're telling them at 6 a.m. that what you're talking about isn't important, well, then I'm just going to go find something that is important to listen to.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think there's any kind of blame on Jason for going, I don't know what happened?
Well, I would expect Jason to have caught up or to make it important.
Right. When you're on vacation, I don't expect you to be plugged in as much as you are during, you know,
sure,
during the show,
but when you come back,
but when you come back, you should at least know kind of what's going on. At least if you don't have any idea what's going on, don't blurt it out and say it.
I just couldn't ever. And look, I get their different show and their personalities are different, but I could never in a million years. Speaking of Pat McAfee, coming off, he's saying, I don't know what's going on with sports today.
Hey,
what's
going on? You guys are gonna have to do the lifting,
producer. What'd I miss? He didn't miss anything, Pat. Yeah.
You know, the same old crap.
Right. It just wouldn't happen. That was my tilt of the week. EB, no selling the show for the week. No selling everything we do on the show. All right. That is...
That's it for today.
That's it today. I think we just, I don't know, about an hour or so. Yeah. We lose track of time. But we appreciate you guys listening. Definitely tweet us your
sensual rendezvous points.
Your A spot for flirting.
Yeah, where all of a sudden you just become Casanova.
Together. Right. And spread the word about the show. Our downloads are looking good. And, you know, Valdez and I are always talking about ways that we can do more.
Drab told me during the break that his spot, the best place where he can go pick up people is at rest stops on 95.
All right, guys. On that note, have a great day, and we'll see you back on the Junkies later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple,
but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.